Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody's having a good morning. 38 degrees. We're going to get up to the mid-50s today, so it should be pretty pleasant out there. And we have in studio with us, as we do every Tuesday, we have from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, we have Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
It's always good to have you here. And even though, you know, we're kind of like on a stay-at-home order, there's still a few things going on in Independence to everybody's kind of helping out each other. And before we get to that, we want to start out with the census is still going on. So if you haven't finished that up, that's probably one thing we probably need to work on getting finished up. And it doesn't take that long to get done either.
No, we talked about this last week as I challenged both of you to fill out your census forms, as I have done as well. And I just want to remind everyone to do it. So make sure you can you can call it in, you can mail it in, you can go online. It's easier to do it online. Get it turned in. We're watching those numbers to make sure that we're well represented in our county and for our state. So again, just make sure that that's not laying in a pile of mail on your countertop and getting overlooked. It's very important that we get that census filled out.
And then you can shred it after you're done with it. So it's but anyway, be sure to get that census done. Lots of different things. There's, you know, videos and stuff on it. So be sure to get that done. Again, it doesn't take that long. It takes less than 10 minutes to do. So be sure to get that done. But let's go ahead and even though we do have the stay-at-home order going on, you can still get out there and clean those closets and garage and pick up the yard for the city's free dumpster access program.
That's right.
And it has changed a little bit, though, correct?
It has. So here's the deal. So we've had a couple of weekends where they've put the dumpsters out around the community. And there was such a great response that the dumpsters were overflowing. It happened last year. People really took advantage of this opportunity to do some cleaning, which is exactly what we wanted to happen. However, both weekends, it was windy. Things were, you know, the dumpster was overflowing. Things were blowing out in the wind. And so there were some people in the neighborhoods that were just, you know, concerned about all of this junk that was piling up over the weekend. The city was very quick to, on Monday morning, go around and clean it all up. But nonetheless, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they were finding a lot of junk and trash and things that were in those dumpsters. And there were some people that were getting in the dumpsters, and they were just really concerned about the safety, especially during COVID-19. So Mike Passour, the director of public works, made a huge change and has done, and he does an amazing job for our city, but he has given us a great gift because he is opening the sanitation yard 7 days a week from 8 to 2. So you don't even have to go find a neighborhood dumpster. You just put it in the back of your car. You go in, you pull into the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple. There will be city staff on site providing you supervision. They'll tell you where to pull around and you'll just dump off the stuff, and the city staff will take care of it, you know, as far as getting it in the dumpsters and things like that. But Mike will have it all set up for everybody. There will be the property will be monitored by security cameras, just for safety and making sure that everything, you know, is going properly out there. But the dumpsters will no longer be placed in the neighborhoods. This will be the cleanup program that we have throughout, I believe it was April and May, on those weekends. And so again, you can bring your large junk items, your debris for disposal at the city sanitation yard, 21st and Maple, from 8 to 2 every single day of the week. So huge gift that our city is giving the citizens of Independence to help clean up their homes, their property, and their neighborhoods.
So, yeah, that is a great thing going on. 7 days a week now, you don't have to worry about the dumpsters overflowing or anything like that. You can just take it straight out to the sanitation yard, and they will get it done. You'll be able to, they'll tell you where to dump it at, and that's where it'll go. So that is a great thing going on. The next thing going on, and this has been going on for a few weeks now, and if you can tell me how it's been going, it's the Love Independence Food Drive.
That's right. So the Love Independence Food Drive, as you mentioned, has been going on for some weeks now. The Chamber of Commerce is a drop-off location at 616 North Penn Avenue, Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5. The Chamber office is actually closed to traffic, but we have a second set of double doors. So when you can go in the first set of doors, and there's a tub sitting right there, and you don't have to come into contact with anyone, you just drop your sack of goods in there, and then we will call the we will call Brian Norvell with the Hub Church, and he picks it up and takes it to the Access Center for us. Let me tell you some of the things that they are wanting at the Access Center. They are in need of canned vegetables, fruits, and soups. They're in need of canned chicken and tuna, some pasta, breakfast foods. I mentioned this last week. You know, the kids are out of school, and so there's a breakfast need that's not typically there when kids are in school. The breakfast need usually spikes during the summer months when kids are out of school, but it is up right now. So please bring cereal, and everybody loves peanut butter. That's always a good source of protein. So donate peanut butter if you can. And then diapers and formula are also needed during this time. And if you are a local business and you are doing some collections at your place of business with just your employees, you can call Brian Norvell with the Hub Church, as I mentioned before, at 926-0708. He will swing by with his SUV and pick that up and take it directly to the Access Center.
And how's that been going? It's been going pretty, has the response been pretty good?
It has been. We've had lots of response at the chamber office. I just called yesterday, and he came and picked up another load. He was there once or twice last week picking up food. And so the response from the community has been very, you know, very well received. However, we don't want people to forget about it because COVID is not gone. Mm-hmm. And the ramifications of it will be here for a long time. And so people are out of work. They are low on funds. Kids are at home. They're having to feed them, you know, more than what they typically right. plan for. So there is definitely a need for food at the Access Center. So please donate.
Also, during this time of need, the First United Methodist Church and community volunteers, they're helping seniors and homebound individuals with the grocery shopping and medication pickup.
That's right. So I mentioned this, I think I've mentioned it every week, because it's very important mm-hmm. to let people know about this opportunity. I actually, I go to the First United Methodist Church, and I got up extra early this morning because I was one of their shoppers. And what they're doing is they're doing community pickup for, I mean, they're doing, the volunteers are going out and they're doing their shopping for seniors and homebound individuals, as you mentioned, for grocery shopping and medication pickups. And this is for people who, you know, they don't want to get out because they're in that age category where, you know, they're at a high probability of contracting COVID, and they, you know, and it's serious when elderly people get that. And so they're staying at home. They're not wanting to be out, or maybe they don't have transportation. Maybe they have a caregiver and the caregiver's not able to help them right now. So the Methodist Church has organized this well-oiled machine where you call in, you give them what your needs are, and they make out a shopping list, and they have like 30 volunteers that either deliver the food or they go shop for the food, and they go out early in the morning. Like I said, we were at Walmart at 6:30 this morning doing the shopping, and we were out in about 30 or 40 minutes, and then they box it all up, and then there are volunteers that come in the afternoon and deliver that food. There are volunteers at the church on the phones taking all the phone calls and the orders that people are calling in. So that number is 331-0719 if you need information or if you need to make arrangements. But please take advantage of this. This is not, you don't have to go to the Methodist Church. You don't have to attend another church. You don't even have to go to church. This is for everybody that finds themselves unable to get out of the house because they're homebound or they're seniors or lack of transportation. Call these volunteers and ask them for help, and then they'll work out all the payment arrangements and all the fine details. But it's a great opportunity and a great community service that they're offering.
So yeah, that is a great great thing going on over there with the First United Methodist Church and other community volunteers helping out. And of course, Saturday, April 25th is the 5th annual Love Independence Day, and it's going to look a little different this year, but still wanting to spread the love nonetheless.
That's right. So it will be, and it always is, the fourth Saturday in April. And this is our 5th annual celebration. We had huge plans to make it a big splash this year, celebrating our 5th year. And that's kind of been changed up a bit. So we're planning to do Love Independence 2.0 in the summer, later in the summer, where we can do all the housing projects that we typically do, which are always a huge part of Love Independence Day. But as you mentioned, we are wanting people to still focus on spreading the love on that Saturday, April 25th. Complete random acts of kindness. We're going to have to be creative. We're going to have to socially distance. We're going to have to, you know, practice health safety. So be thinking about ways that you can creatively spread love on that day. The Chamber has created a Facebook page, excuse me, and we're going to open it up probably today. We're going to make it active. And what we plan to do is we plan to post some ideas, some creative ideas on things that you can do as individuals, as family members, and start putting that information out there, planting those seeds of ideas. And then also we're asking people to post things that they've seen happen, that they participated in, that they were a recipient of, and make sure that we capture all of the Love Independence acts of kindness on our Love Independence Facebook page.
And then moving on, and this is something that's actually happening this week. It looks like April 16th will be the Hero Honk. And I think this is going to be similar to last week's event that happened at CRMC.
It is. So here's what we're doing. We're doing, as you said, a Hero Honk. And it's this Thursday, April 16th at 6 o'clock. And we're honoring and thanking our unseen heroes, our fire, our EMS, police and dispatch departments, and our healthcare workers at Independence Healthcare Center in the emergency room. So as everyone knows, these heroes are on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic, working tirelessly. So this is our way to just show our appreciation to them. So everyone that's wishing to participate can meet in the MatCorp parking lot, and that's at 2400 West Laurel. It's just kind of right over in the vicinity of Walmart and Hugo's Industrial Supply and Newton's True Value, kind of just right in there off of Laurel Street where the road kind of veers off into Maine. But we will meet in that parking lot. We ask that everybody arrives about 15 to 20 minutes early so that we can organize the caravan. And basically what we're going to do is you're going to pull in. We're going to have a pilot car. You'll be able to tell that that's the pilot car.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will just pull in the parking lot and start kind of getting in line. And as the line gets longer and longer, we're going to have to, you know, start a second line and a third line. But we want everybody to stay in your vehicle. There will be no getting out. There will be a couple of people directing the traffic. They will have masks on. They will be protected. But we want people to put on their flashers, stay in your vehicle, because it's important to practice our safe social distancing. And please, please do not invite anyone outside of your immediate family to ride in your vehicle. You know, this is not the time where you say, bring your friends or go pick up, you know, like my mom. I'm not going to pick up my mom. She will drive her own car. My sister will drive her own car. This is not a family affair because if we don't live together, we don't want to be in a closed vehicle together. Mm-hmm. That defeats the purpose. So we will be leaving the MatCorp parking lot at 5:55 so we can arrive at City Hall at 6 o'clock as the shift change occurs. So the caravan will continue past City Hall. We're going to drive actually in a parking lot so that dispatch can see us on the cameras because they obviously can't leave the phones. And then we will circle around where the police department is. Then we will also circle around and be in front of the EMS and the fire department. And we will go past them. Then we will slip over to Main Street and drive out and end our caravan out at the ER. That's where it will disassemble. So we're wanting to, again, recognize these unseen heroes and thank them. So we're asking people to decorate your cars, you know, get some posters. If you have family in your cars, you know, one person's driving and the other person can hold a sign or a poster. And like I said, you can decorate your cars. It's very similar to the Headlights for Hope that I came over for. In fact, I saw you. You must have been doing live Facebook Live.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah.
I saw you out in the parking lot.
And I made sure I stayed away from everybody.
Oh, yes. Yes, you were away from everyone. But I was sitting in my car and I saw you out doing the Facebook Live, which is really cool so that people that weren't able to come could see that. But this is really, instead of parking in a parking lot, we're going to do a little caravan and drive past those places that I mentioned. Now, we posted this yesterday and it popped up on our Facebook page and somebody said, you know, what about what about the frontline workers at the nursing homes? What about all the other frontline workers? Are you going to recognize them? And I would love to, because they are so incredibly deserving of being recognized. These at these assisted living and nursing homes, you know, not only are the residents quarantined and confined, but the workers are as well many times, and trying to keep everyone safe and healthy. And I would love to. I would love to go past daycare centers. I would love to go past grocery stores and convenience stores, because there are so many unseen heroes and seen heroes and people that are on the front lines, you know, every day helping continue to provide services even during this pandemic. So a huge shout out is right now what I want to do to everybody. And I just want to encourage everybody to extend appreciation to those people that I just mentioned. While they might not be included in this caravan, our intention was to do a parade of love last week. And the Parade of Love was originally designed to allow people to come out on their front porches, to come out in their front yards, to get in their cars and maybe take their seniors, you know, families of seniors, meaning high school seniors, park in the high school parking lot. And we had designed a route where we would go past the high school. We would go past all the assisted living in the nursing homes and through town. And then the governor rolled out the order to, you know, go to 10 and to really, you know, shelter in place and to really buckle down. And we're still doing that. And I was afraid that it would send a mixed message. I was afraid that that in the perfect world, everybody would do what I just said, but it could go the other direction, and there might be kids gathering. There might be families that would go, oh, I haven't seen you in so long. And,
right.
You know, just out of the nature of being, you know, happy to see people, that they might gather. And we didn't want to take that chance. So we postponed it. Hopefully in the future we can have a parade of love in conjunction with Celebrate Independence. It might be a few weeks from now when things change a little bit, hopefully. But for now, we're going to stay in our cars. We're going to only be with our immediate family members, and we're going to take about 10 minutes out of our day and drive past the locations that I mentioned. But if you're just catching the tail end of this, please meet at Matt Core at 6 o'clock this Thursday. Arrive a few minutes early so that we can formulate and assemble the caravan, and then we will leave just shortly before 6 o'clock and head down Laurel Street.
The other thing I want to talk about real quick is, because you wanted to talk about a lot of masks have been made, and in fact you have one of them here with us about at least that's what it's written here about the cobalt mask. I mean, and that. They're doing a great job making a whole lot of these things.
Absolutely. So I want to give a shout out to Cobalt, and I want to go back and shout out to some public safety individuals before we wrap it up. And I want to talk about some videos. So help me remember this. We've got so many things. Cobalt boats. Okay. So they make amazing boats, as you all know, in Neodesha, Kansas. But right now they are also making some amazing masks. They are, the upholstery department, the engineering teams have been making masks. I think they started last week, and good night. They are, you know, they're professionals at making boats, but they know how to make some masks, because here's the numbers that they gave me. They have made 1,100 masks for Montgomery County to give to Rick Whitson, our emergency director. And he is passing these out to all of the facilities that he comes into contact with that need masks. 1,100 have been given to Rick Whitson with Montgomery County, and 1,600 additional masks have been given out in Fredonia, in Parsons, in Neodesha, in Coffeyville, in Caney. That is 2,700 masks. They're still making some of them right now, but in the when they're done, they are going to be at 2,700 masks that they have provided.
Wow.
So I just want to give them a huge, huge shout out and thank them. You know, they gave some to the chamber, and they gave some to just lots of nursing homes, all kinds of facilities. So we're very, very appreciative of a lot of businesses that have been creative during this pandemic. And I just want to give a shout out to Cobalt Boats.
Absolutely. Doing a great job with that. Also, you were wanting to talk about National Public Services Recognition Week, which is the first Sunday in May.
It is. And also this week is actually National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. So I'm going to be talking about that right now, because because that's April the 12th through the 18th. And we're going to, as you mentioned, continue to recognize our public service workers as they roll that out, that recognition in May. So right now, telecommunications will be our dispatch. So, you know, so on Thursday night, we're going to be driving by and we're going to be, you know, waving at our police and our fire and our EMS, but we can't see our dispatch because, as I mentioned before, they're on the phones taking 911 calls and dispatching out, you know, the fire department and police and everything like that. They play such a critical role. And, you know, they're probably not listening to the radio, but I do want to let everyone know that it is National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week this week, April 12th through the 18th. So if you know somebody or you want to make a Facebook post or you want to make a video and thank our dispatch, go for it. Do it. Put it out there on social media and let them know that they are being thought of. And maybe tag the City of Independence's police department so that it will, you know, get to them and they will see that. But we want to thank them for all the sacrifices that they make to create a safer community for us and their commitment to their profession, because it is so greatly appreciated by everyone in the city and the county. So shout out to all the telecommunicators, which would be, like I said, all of our dispatch, and just show them their, that, you know, our appreciation. So,
and I also like what you're doing. You're going by the part of the hospital where they can see it on video, so at least they'll be able to see it that way, you know.
That's
at least
right.
Up on the video right there.
Jerry
so.
Harrison helped me with the route and helped make sure that where we drive by, he's the chief of police, that we would drive by the cameras so that dispatch will be able to see us. So that's you know, very, very important. Again, some of these are just unseen heroes. We mm-hmm. We see the police out in their cars doing amazing jobs, and we see the fire and EMS when they're out making runs and saving lives and doing all their great work. But again, we don't see dispatch, and so we want to give them a huge shout out for all the great work
and
they're doing.
Dispatchers like the point people. They get the calls, and then they have to dispatch it out. So they're kind of like the point men there, getting things going. And also, one more thing I do want to discuss real quick is, how's the response been for the Indy Response Facebook page?
It's been very, very good. So we have three Facebook pages that we're really kind of pushing everyone to. Actually, four. But Indy Response is the one that all of the entities that I'm going to mention, the three entities, the City of Independence, the Chamber of Commerce, and Main Street, they all have their own individual pages, those three I just mentioned. But we are all administrators on Indy Response, which is one central location that everybody can go to see a very eclectic mix of information regarding COVID-19. So it would be things about your health and your safety, community announcements, but also about loans and grants and things that affect our businesses and unemployment information. And just like I said, all the things that are coming down from the national level, the state level, the local level can be found on Indy Responds, as well as those other Facebook pages I mentioned and their websites. But we're trying to make it easy for people to navigate these, you know, uncharted waters, if you may. And so go to Indy Responds. What you'll see pop up on Indy Responds probably right now on the feed will be some videos regarding health, and in particular kind of your mental and your physical and your spiritual health. So we solicited four really talented, educated individuals and experts in their field to do some personal videos. So Steve Denny with Four County Mental Health did a video, and I watched it last night. It's really good, about your mental health and things that to be aware of, and little tips and ideas, and then some websites to go to if you're needing more information. He does a great video. So we want to thank Steve Denny for his time and Four County Mental Health. Mike Rose, who is a local pastor, he did one also on your spiritual health. Very, very informative. So we encourage everyone to reach out and watch Mike's video if that is something that you would benefit from. So please watch his video. It's another great one. Rakina Botts did one. She works for St. John Jane Phillips in their healthcare, in their health club facility. I'm losing my words. And And she is doing one all about physical health and exercising and things you can do at home and stretches and exercises and for all ages. So she does a great video, and I encourage everyone to watch that, because right now we're all cooped up, many of us, and there are a lot of seniors out there that can't get out and exercise maybe the way that they want to or they should. And so these are some things that they can do just literally within their own homes. So check that out. And then Ashley Evans, who is a counselor at Jefferson School for USD 446, did one as well. And hers is all about parents and being able to talk to children about their anxieties, their fears regarding COVID-19 and how to deal with that. And so again, those, they're four great videos. We would have like to have had them all come together in kind of a First Friday setting, mm-hmm. But we can't do that right now because we don't want to gather in groups of more than 10. So we decided that we would reach out and ask them to just, you know, go to their own personal setting and shoot a video and personalize it and put it out there. So they're going to be on the cable access channel. They're going to be on the Facebook page, and they're out there for everybody to see. So please check those out. And again, they'll be on Indy Response, the City of Independence, the Chambers, which is Get Independence, and Main Street. You'll be able to find those videos.
So Indy Responds is kind of like one of those Facebook pages that's just like a one-stop shop. You just get everything there. So be sure to go over there and like the that page. It's Indy Responds on Facebook. So Lisa, lots of things, lots of great information for us today. And I appreciate you coming in, and we will see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's right. I'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.